أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير، اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم. In this ayat at the beginning we read where the Bani Israel were blessed with the great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala directly from Jannat, Manna and Salwa. But because of the evil and wrongdoing, they developed their perverted minds and they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah Ta'ala gives them the things of this dunya, the vegetables of this dunya, cucumber, wheat, lentils and onions, etc. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, قال موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام كها موسى نے أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير، کیا لینا چاہتے ہو وہ چیز جو أدنى ہے اس کے بدلے میں جو بہتر ہے. What are you people wanting to ask the thing which is of a lower grade, lower standard in place of that which is of a higher and better standard? In other words, you are getting manna and salwa from Jannat. You don't have to make any effort for your rosy. Your rosy is ready found for you. And there's no hisab kitab that you have to give in the akhirat also. It was a ni'mat directly from Allah Ta'ala. Now are you prepared to forego that and you take the simple things of this world, the veggies, lentils, wheat, onions, etc. Are you asking for that? In other words, it's inconceivable that a person can do such a thing. Also, this comes about in a person because of two basic things when a person's mind becomes perverted like that. One is when his company is the wrong company, when he is in the company of wrong people. That is basically shaitan's company in human form or in jinnat form. That a person is exposed only to the things of this world. And today, from our little children, nursery school and even before that, on the TV we'll put on some comedies for them, some things of this dunya we put on for them. So they are exposed to that. When they go to school, they are exposed only to those things. And then unfortunately those children who go to missionary schools, who go to other schools and they don't even attend the maktab, they don't have contact with ulama, they are exposed only to that type of environment. Then those people who are all the time, if we are exposed to the TV, to the news, to the media all the time, on our cell phone, we are exposed to all these other things and we don't get the Islamic side. We have no contact with ulama, we don't take part in jamaat work, we don't come, and now the stage that we don't come to the masjid, we feel that the masjid is the place of the virus. So when we are all just in that, then this makes a mind go perverted. So therefore it is very necessary to keep the correct contact. Contact with the masjid, contact with amal, contact with the ulama, etc. Then a person's mind will be in order. The other thing that causes this is the food that we eat. If it is from haram sources or the food itself, doubtful nature, or perhaps even haram. Today with takeaways, with everything certified halal, etc., and we don't give a second thought of what we are eating. This has a great effect on the mind of a person, his character, his mood, everything, it has a great effect. So these are two things. And the Bani Israel were guilty of that all the time. So their minds became perverted in this way. Then so much so that not only that a person chooses an inferior thing to a superior, but he justifies and he thinks this is the right thing. And those who are doing the right, he regards them as wrong. And unfortunately, this is a common thing that is happening, that because of that, our minds have become so perverted. Further, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then said to them, اهبطوا مصرا. utro kisi shahar mein. If you want all these things, just go to any other city. Wherever you want to, you can go. فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ تو تم کو ملے جو مانگتے ہو. And you will get then what you get. Yeah, we are giving you all the manna and salwa, the wonderful food of Jannah. But if you want this, go to any other city, go to any other place. And I don't have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala also. And your needs there, you will get. These things are in the world, all these things which you want. So you will get it. Yeah, the word ihbitu, hubut, is mentioned. This ulama explained that it refers to like a person when he's traveling, is on his conveyance. In the days of the past, on his animals. Today, we are in the plane or in the car or in the train, whatever it is. And when we leave that and we come down on our feet on the place where we have reached, this is called hubut. That from that place we have come down to this place. Yeah, that now go to any city, any town, and you will get what you want to. And it also refers to the spiritual condition, that you people were eating manna and salwa, the ni'mats of Jannah. Now you have to make hubut. You want the things of this dunya, so go down to that low level of this dunya. So this also, because of those two primary things, we have the wrong company, we are exposed to all evil things of this dunya, and the type of food that we eat, then a person also goes down. He makes hubut also. From his higher level, he goes to a lower level. Such a person could have been a regular namazi. He could have been a person who goes regularly in jamaat also. But because of those two things, now he will go, he will get involved in dunya. And not only in dunya, permissible, but haram dunya. He will start falling into haram things, haram company, and yet he will feel he is right. And this is life, and this is enjoyment, which unfortunately we find a lot with our youngsters, with our human folk. They are doing all the wrong things, and they feel this is life, this is enjoyment. These are the things to be done. Mustn't waste our life. They are doing the very opposite, the most detrimental things. But in their minds, they know what they are doing, and that is right. So this is how a person becomes perverted. This is the instance of the Bani Israel, which Allah is narrating to us. But in it, there are great lessons for us. If we take those lessons, we will benefit. If we just take it a historical fact that this happened to the Bani Israel, we will just increase our knowledge of this historical fact. But we will get no benefit from it whatsoever. Allah has mentioned it in the Quran so that we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we take lessons and we don't make the same mistakes which the Bani Israel had made. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.